Well, well, well. It's been a really interesting week, especially for fans of the NFL. But I'll get to that later. First, I want to take a look at all our teams. First, what a tremendous win for the Orange. When many people thought that Central Michigan might upset the Orange, Central Michigan pretty much was no match, except for that opening drive. Syracuse showed the MAC doesn't mess with the ACC. A nice 40-3 whooping of Central Michigan. And we sent those Chippewas right there saying, hey, we can beat the Big Ten, but we can't beat the ACC. And Terrell Hunt, 3 touchdown runs. Shows you what can happen when you don't punch the opposing players. But on a little bit of a down note, Miners got whooped by Dundee 55-10. But you know, Dundee's been a pretty good team for a lot of years now. And I mean, Liam Carraher and all of the Blue Devils probably gave a good effort. So, good try, guys. But we showed we got a lot to go to challenge the big boys. And of course, our big boys are who we play this coming week. Clyde Savannah actually seems a little vulnerable this year. But of course, the game's at Nick Dercola Field. So good luck to the Blue Devils. Now, I'm going to get on to the main topic this week. And it's been a bad week for the NFL. Bad week for the league and Roger Goodell. It may explain why Goodell is so big on making things. I mean, he's bombastic. But in truth, it looks as though he drops the ball, literally, on a few things. First, the Ray Rice thing. Everybody saw those shocking pictures this past summer of him dragging his then-fiancée, now wife, out of that elevator in Atlantic City. And of course, Rice said that he punched her. But of course, at that time, there was supposedly no evidence. So what does Goodell and the NFL do? Give him a 2-game suspension. Then the pictures emerged last week of what really happened. Ray Rice showing that he's got a lot of thuggish behavior without seemingly any provocation, slugging his then fiancée, now wife. And now he's been suspended indefinitely by the league and he's been cut by the Ravens. But of course, a lot of things have emerged that maybe Goodell and the league knew about this video right then and there. But it seemed as though they did nothing about it. And also, Ray Rice. That shows you what happens when you don't come to Syracuse, man. You came to Syracuse, maybe we would have kicked that thug-like behavior out of you. Well, you know what? You got no place in the league. And you know what? You want to beat up on frickin' women? Hey, beat up on somebody your own size. They'll put you in your place right quick. What a disaster that was. You know what? If you don't play in the NFL again, Rice, good riddance. We don't need thugs like you. And to Goodell, I don't know what to think. But if you guys knew about this beforehand, shame on you. And you know what? Maybe you need to go. And the second big thing that hampered the NFL this week, Adrian Peterson being charged with injury to a minor. The thing is, I kind of think that thing's been blown a little out of proportion. But in fairness, I think you did go a little overboard with the discipline on your son. Because, you know, I am one who's all for corporal punishment of kids. Hell, I'm an example of how corporal punishment can work on somebody, because you know what? I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I've always been a pretty good person, I think. But you know, some people do take it too far. But you know what? I don't think Peterson needs to go to jail for it. But Peterson, you need to tone it down a little bit. Because, you know, hitting somebody with a switch is kind of a little, you know, excessive. Especially for ones that make their kids cut their own switch. That's a mental game. You're out there looking at that tree. Huh? Huh. That one, they'll send me right back out here. That one'll break my spine. And you know, the whole time the parents are in the house just laughing it up. But my thought is, there's a lot of kids nowadays that need corporal punishment because they got respect for nothing. But you know, Peterson, you can discipline your kid, but kind of tone it down a little bit. And I don't think you need to go to jail. But I mean, it's all in all been a terrible week for the NFL. And I think Goodell might be gone after this, and a lot of things may change. And I mean, domestic abuse definitely needed to be looked at. As you know what? It's not cool for a man to strike a woman. Definitely. But I mean, it's been a bad week for the NFL, but a good week to be a fan of these guys. You know what I mean? First, a couple of nice big good wins. That great overtime win against the Bears last week. Plus, yesterday, a great victory over the Dolphins. I can taste that nice fish fry now. But also, two other big great bits of news. Kelly being declared cancer-free, which is what I've been hoping for, because Jim Kelly is a great ambassador and a great man for not only for Buffalo, but for the NFL as well. And also, the great news that the Bills are staying, the Buffalo Bills. Terry Pegula, the billionaire owner who owns the Buffalo Sabres. And I mean, he saved the Sabres from relocating, and he saved maybe the Rochester Americans from relocating. He's gonna save the Bills from relocating. The NFL decided to enter into the agreement there with the Pegulas to become the next owners of the Bills. You know what? They'll stay the Buffalo Bills until at least I'm gone, and so my niece can root on for them. And Pegula, I know, he's going to invest a lot in keeping that team viable. And I mean, probably a new stadium's going to be built, probably right on the waterfront in the city. Terry Pegula seems to be the big guy now to have the Bills, and you know what? His whole family is going to be involved. Terry Pegula, my hat is off to you. Thank you for saving my boys. Thank you for saving a great franchise. And to John Bon Jovi, you know, I still am going to like your music, dude. But you know what? You would have sucked as an owner, because you would have moved them to Toronto. Last but not least, I want to take a moment to talk about the damn fools there of ISIS. They beheaded another prisoner yesterday, a British writer. And the thing is, British Prime Minister David Cameron is rightfully outraged. Of course, Cameron's got a lot on his plate. Not only this, but also the fact that the UK might be breaking up a little bit. Scotland, I guess, is vying for independence. But that's another story. Thing is, ISIS needs to be eradicated. It needs to be eviscerated. It needs to be whatever adjective you can throw in there, meaning destroyed. And you know what? Even France is throwing its hand into the ring. France has started flying spy planes over the area. France? Getting them to assist the United States with something is like giving kryptonite to Superman. Just seems as though France doesn't want to enter into some coalition nowadays. You know, the French sometimes are so pompous, you gotta give them cheerleader outfits. But let's not rah-rah about it. Thing is, we need all the help we can get to eradicate this problem. ISIS is a bunch of badasses, and not for good. They are a clear and present danger to not only the United States of America, but to the free world. They need to be eradicated off this planet. If need be, troops need to go in and eradicate those fools. And to any American who wants to join ISIS, what the hell are you doing? Smoking a J with Nelly, especially when he was singing Ride With Me? You know, hey, must be the money. No, hey, you must be a traitor. Yeah, good riddance. I'm Ken Haas, and that's my story for this week.